in Egypt some more protesting and a million-man march, and our oil prices going up, Mark.
Yes, we're all watching this pretty closely. The world is kind of concerned that this Egypt will spread to the Middle East, the problems that are going there. They're afraid a lot of countries like South Africa will start showing unrest and try to overthrow their rulers as well and try to get to a democratic society. And the Middle East supplies two-thirds of the world's oil, so we're seeing oil over $100 a barrel right now trading, and that is for oil being delivered in March, so you may not see oil shoot up right overnight, but it looks like it's going to over the next couple of months. And the main issue is not supply. There's plenty of oil out there, but right now Egypt controls the Suez Canal, which everyone cuts through and makes the route a lot shorter to deliver the oil to the United States. If that Suez Canal is cut off, then all the boats have to go all the way around Africa, which will delay the shipping for several days. I'm not quite sure how long, but they say it's quite a while, which will end up costing more to get it delivered. So everyone's watching this pretty closely. Now, as far as the markets go, markets look like they are going to open up pretty nicely this morning because we're seeing some great earnings come out there. UPS came out and reported phenomenal earnings. A year ago, they reported profits of 75 cents a share, and this year they reported $1.11 a share for the quarter. So shares are up about $2 this morning. Archer Daniels Midland. Now, this is an interesting story because we're all seeing food prices rise dramatically lately. And Archer Daniels Midland is right in the middle of that. This company, their operations range from raising crops to making ethanol and shipping food across the world. In the United States, their shares have jumped quite a bit this morning because they beat analyst expectations quite a bit, and their revenues rose 31% due to the increase in food prices. Now, around the United States, I mean, it's kind of interesting. The economy seems to be coming back. It's looking a lot better. Companies are becoming more profitable, but the housing crisis is still here. Nearly 11% of United States homes are empty. A report came out this morning and was showing it. There's 18.4 million vacant homes in the United States. Now, I believe that report is very underestimated because Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, one of the two biggest lenders, as we know, that the government has taken those companies over, those companies are still holding on to millions of homes that they have not put onto the market yet because they don't want to flood the market with homes. And if they flood the market with homes, they're just going to really see home prices collapse. Home prices are already substantially down, so we'll see what happens there over time. I think that's a problem that's going to take years to get through. Now, one thing of local news that we did see was Chesapeake Energy Corporation. Chesapeake, as you know, they're the company that is drilling in the Fayetteville Shale area around here locally, and this company is being, how do I put it, they're being invested in by a big company in China, China National Offshore Oil Company. China National Offshore Oil Company is one of the three major national oil companies in China, and they're buying a stake in Chesapeake and some of their drilling grounds, about 33% stake in some of their drilling grounds. They're investing at least $570 million into the company right away, and due to that, we saw the shares jump up 8% yesterday. Now, January, I'll give you a little bit of history this morning. January ended up being a good month. It was up 2.7%, and that's the best January in the stock market terms as far as the Dow Jones was up 2.7%. I should clarify that. And as far as a barometer, that is an indication of the rest of the year, a lot of analysts say. If January is up, they say so far as the rest of the year. 90% of the time, almost 90% of the time, for the last 60 years, the stock market has been up. The rest of the 11 months of January has been up. So it'll be interesting to see what happens the rest of the year.
And a lot of money being put into the stock market because there are not a lot of other places where it can go to earn very much.
Yes, well, that's true. Interest rates are so low. Everyone knows how savings accounts and CD rates are. So what ends up happening is people try to chase returns. And since the stock market's up, more and more people are jumping in onto that bandwagon.
All right, Mark, we'll drive safely out there here later today.
Oh, yeah, you too.
Thank you, Mark. Mark Myers of Stern AG and Leach, in for John Taylor. You can reach Mark on his email, mmyers@sternag.com. You can also phone him at 479-782-2527. And when the roads are good, you can drive to see him at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. That's Stern AG and Leach. Mr. Mark Myers with us this morning. 20 minutes away from 8 o'clock as we check out the weather conditions across our region. That snow and ice, sleet moving toward Fort Smith. It's already well across Sequoia County. Just to the west of the Arkansas border, we've had a report, Highway 59 south of Salisaw. Pretty heavy sleet around there, so we'll expect some sleet moving into Fort Smith before it changes over to snow and accumulation of 2 to 4 inches in our area.